This is Wade Rath with Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Justice Department's Kleptocracy Initiative has filed 25 cases against 20 foreign officials seeking to seize $1.5 billion, mainly in U.S. real estate and bank accounts, from ill-gotten gains. President of University of Texas System releases the concealed carry rules for guns with regrets, but without any choice being allowed him under the new Texas law. Policy carves out a number of places where guns will remain prohibited, reflecting the administration's desire to make the rules restrictive as possible without violating the law. In some cases, the policy reiterates what is already in state law, barring concealed carry in bars, polling places, and sporting events. Apple said that it would oppose and challenge a federal court order to help the FBI unlock an iPhone used by one of the two attackers who killed 14 people in San Bernardino, California. Judge Pim ordered Apple to build special software that would essentially act as a skeleton key capable of unlocking the phone. Car bomb exploded in the Turkish capital, Ankara, striking a convoy of buses carrying Turkish soldiers and killing at least 28 people, government officials said. Convoy was attacked when the buses had stopped for a red light. Prime Minister said 61 people were injured. Machinists at United Airlines voted 93% in favor of a strike rather than accept a two-tiered contract from the airline. Since the year 2000, Wildlife Services, a division of the USDA, has had its federal employees kill at least 2 million native mammals and 15 million native birds, including 322 wolves, 61,702 coyotes, 2,930 foxes, 580 black bears, 796 bobcats, 5 golden eagles, and 3 bald eagles. National Right to Work Committee offered to mail for political candidates in Montana, Iowa, Kentucky, Indiana, and Nevada, and is now being investigated in civil cases that, as a tax-exempt social welfare organization, it's not supposed to be involved in political campaigns, didn't file a contribution report, and was way out of line. Republican candidates who receive less than 20% of the vote in presidential primaries will receive no delegates in primaries held in Texas, Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama, and Vermont. In Texas and Arkansas and Oklahoma, candidates get zero delegates at less than 15% of a showing. Altogether, this is 27% of the total Republican delegates that will be chosen from such states. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.